Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter has been banned for life by the NBA. A league investigation found Porter gave sensitive information to bettors to gamble with and even bet against his own team. Jamie Strachan has the story.
Porter the three, got it, a big
bucket. Toronto Raptor Jonte Porter will never play another game in the NBA after a league investigation revealed Porter provided confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in games for the purposes of gambling, and bet on NBA games. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said Porter's blatant violations of our gaming rules are being met with the most severe punishment. Raptor President Masai Ujiri says the team had no idea.
We didn't. We did all due diligence, you know, like, and I think from all the reports and everything we had, I think this was nothing we could know about.
Porter is the 18th player banned by the NBA, but the first for gambling. Jamie Strachan, CBC News, Toronto.
Police in Ontario say they've made arrests in what they call the largest gold heist in Canadian history.
This story is a sensational one.
And Peel Police Chief Nishan Diriappa announcing results of a case dubbed Project 24 Carat. 1 year ago today, thieves took off with nearly $24 million in gold and cash from Toronto's Pearson Airport. They allegedly used a phony waybill to get access to the cargo. The investigation included U.S. authorities. Eric DeGree is with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
This case started last September with a late-night traffic stop by the Pennsylvania State Police after a keen trooper noted some minor motor vehicle violations.
DeGree says that traffic stop led to the arrest of the alleged driver in the heist, and he was carrying firearms intended for Canada when he was pulled over. Police have arrested six people and issued three Canada-wide warrants. Only about $90,000 of the gold has actually been recovered. A culture of downplaying safety risks and conspiring at all costs to keep Boeing planes in the air. Those are among the accusations made against the aircraft maker at a U.S. Senate hearing. Boeing is in the hot seat after a series of safety incidents involving its planes. Chris Reyes reports.
Effectively, they are putting out defective airplanes.
In a scathing testimony, veteran Boeing engineer Sam Salapour described in great detail a flaw that he believes could cause a widely used aircraft, the Dreamliner 787, to fall apart mid-flight. He said the gaps between the big pieces that make up the plane's fuselage are too big, but no one at the company is doing anything about it. The committee also heard from Ed Pearson, a former Boeing manager. He went further, calling the safety culture at the company dysfunctional.
Unless action is taken and leaders are held accountable, every person stepping aboard a Boeing airplane is at risk.
In an official statement, Boeing said Salapour's allegations are inaccurate and that the company had full confidence in its Dreamliner fleet. Chris Reyes, CBC News, New York.
Ukrainian officials say at least 17 people were killed by a Russian missile attack in the city of Chernihiv. Ukrainian residents hit the ground for cover as the airstrike obliterated buildings. Dozens of people were injured. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the attack would not have succeeded if Ukraine received enough air defense assets. He warns his country is nearly out of ammunition to neutralize the nearly daily missile attacks launched by Russia. After months of delays, the U.S. House of Representatives will vote on bills providing assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. Three separate bills call for more than $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for Taiwan. The vote is scheduled for Saturday, but its outcome is uncertain. A group of hardline Republicans is threatening to oust Johnson as Speaker for providing military aid to Ukraine. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.